so happy today. Amen.
Amen.
You know, because before I come, my daughter took up the stage. This is the heart of God. We have to leave the space to our next generation.
Amen.
I don't want to hold on the mic and the stage, but I want to release to the next generation.
Amen.
That is the call God is giving to this church. That's the call God is giving to you. Don't hold on. It's the time to release. Release to your children. Your children are very, very important. You may bless so many people, so many countries, but your children, God needs. That's why I'm asking my daughter, come and share. Many times I see, as the Lord says in John chapter 14, He says, you will do more than what I do. So I always see, look at my daughter, when she shares, she's very clear, very strong, more than me. I'm so proud. That's called the heart of father. That's the heart of the mothers. When your children, they do more than what you do, you should be very happy. And when you see somebody, you walk with them, you bless them, you anoint them, you empower them, and they are really more God used them more mightily, more than you, you should be very happy. You should thank God. I'm always happy when our next generation, they do more than what I do. But I tell you, that's my prayer desire. The Bible says, David started, Solomon completed. We are only beginners. We are starting point. But the next lane is not we. We have to release the next generation. That's one of the things I want to share with you. Don't look at the people, but look at the mission. Don't look at Elijah. Elijah may come and go, but the Father's heart from Elijah to Elisha flows. The spirit of prayer, the spirit of walking with God from Elijah is going to the next generation, Elisha. Don't look at one person. Don't look at one church. Don't look at one organization. Look at God's purpose. That will continue. Many times you look at people, when they even make mistake or fall down, our faith gone. But I tell you, the promise the Lord is giving to you, me, this time, His Spirit, His purpose in your life will be upgraded and accelerated. Receive this word. This is a word I want to share with you. First message I want to give to you. Upgrade and accelerate. Come on, say upgrade.
Upgrade.
Come on, say upgrade.
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 You know, upgrade. Come on, say upgrade.
Upgrade.
Come on, say upgrade.
Upgrade.
And accelerate.
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 This is a time. This is a time. Person may come and go. But the spirit of Elijah, that's what Elisha said. Spirit of Elijah. He did not say your ministry, no. He said spirit of Elijah should be upgraded, double portion.
Yeah.
Double portion. Upgrading. Today we are going to ask God, Lord, upgrade my anointing. See that? The maturity of the church is not looking at a person. It's not looking at one event. The maturity of the church is the spirit growing, the vision growing, the spirit of prayer growing. God is speaking today. Many people, you know my message, you know me very well. Even though everything gone, you're lost and you're like a dog, you're at the bottom. I'm like Ezekiel, rise up. Rise up. My message, if you heard of my message, right, Tiffany, for so many years, you know that. I know you are hopeless. I am hopeless. But my message always up. Upgrade your message. Upgrade is a time. It's a hope. Upgrading is a hope. It's a time you have to look upon God and you will see your spiritual upgrade. It's a time. We have to. There's a hope right now. I know the things happening around so dark. No hope, no job, family broken, churches are closed down. But my message is so clear. You are going to see something is going to happen. Revival is coming.
Amen.
Revival is coming. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is so powerful. And we are upgrading and we are going to see the acceleration. We will see that. I'm always looking at revival. The end time revival. I know this is a very hard time, but I tell you, the God's purpose and His Spirit is so powerful. It's good. We still have to go. We have to go. Don't look at the events, even. Don't look at the COVID. Don't look at the finance collapse. Don't look at the events. Look at God's purpose. I tell you, you have like, for God gave me like a 40 years time. 2000 to 2040. But God gave me already shaking and shocking will happen in the 7 years. Yes, now it's a 60 years, one more year. It is a time of breakthrough. I'm looking for a breakthrough.
Amen.
That's going to be breakthrough. Come on, say breakthrough.
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 Come on, say breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
That's why I declare 100 days prayer. It's a breakthrough prayer, not a normal prayer. Breakthrough. I'm seeing whenever we go for 100 days prayer, 40 days fasting and pray, 21 days Daniel fasting fasting prayer, and Esther 3 days prayer, fasting prayer, we see such a breakthrough. Do you believe there is going to be a breakthrough in
2024? Yes. Amen.
24. I see the people in America. If you just happen to see my children, my people in India, yes! Come on, say, yes!
Yes!
Come on, say, amen!
Amen!
Amen! See the breakthrough?
Yeah.
That's a breakthrough. See the breakthrough? Because this is the time of Paul and Silas. Breakthrough, Paul and Silas. When they were, on the chains in the prison, and there was they started praying and worshipping. What happened? Shaking. Even the foundation was shaking. The chains were broken. So now we see something broken. See that? See, when night comes, when you, the presence of God, the mission, you see everything will be shaken.
Yeah.
Next thing, Pastor Adam should be very careful. You have to spend a lot of money on the roof. You have to pay the price, okay? Pastor, no, okay. She has to pay, right? The bid, okay? No problem. Breakthrough, actually, breakthrough. We are going to have a breakthrough.
Amen.
If you want to see the breakthrough, it's a time to seek the Lord. Stop. Every time I come, I tell Pastor Alan, one thing, pray, focus on God. Focus on God. Even I see today, I'm very happy for your church today. Many years back I used to come. The church is a good church. But today, you see the church worship so good.
Thank you.
Very powerful worship. This is what I'm declaring. The church, you don't need all the musicians coming here. You don't need the famous people. I see today, when they start praying, I could see it is going. It's not the songs, music is not so famous here. But anointing, so great. I was able to see the presence of God healing anointing, breaking anointing today.
Amen.
I encourage you, come to here, come to the church.
Amen.
I see this is a small church. What I see today is, when I was sitting here, I was asking God, Lord, I don't need to even prophecy touch the people. I just pray, these people get the anointing.
Amen.
And I saw their worship is going to people. Even I tell you that time when you have some problem, you have some strongholds, I saw it was broken.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
We You don't wait for the meetings or sessions, conference to complete the last day. In the first day, the beginning itself, you will see the breakthrough.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
That's what I see here.
Amen.
That is, you're not just musician. I tell you, you. I think you're. Not musician. I see the power. This is what I'm telling you. It's a time to upgrade and then accelerate. You upgrade. I see you people in the beginning, good people singing. But I see this time the people you are singing and worshipping, you have upgraded.
Amen.
When you have upgraded, it will be accelerated.
Amen.
You need not do the ministry of acceleration. God will do it.
Amen.
The power of the Holy Spirit will do it.
Amen.
This is a message God is speaking to me. People are looking at the people. People are looking at the program. They are looking at the famous people. Come and do all music and all the preaching. No, the spirit of Elijah.
Amen.
You need the spirit of Elijah. That's what the power of prayer. People come and go, but the spirit of prayer. He's a man of prayer. But don't look at even the man of prayer. But look at the spirit of prayer. Man will come and go, but the spirit will be upgraded.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I thank God. This is a time we have to release. Release. God, but before releasing, it's a time to upgrade. How to upgrade? That is walking with God. Nothing else. Not going for a famous university or have a PhD degree. That's not the upgrade. Or even, you know, sometimes when I go to the, when I travel, once I went traveling and they gave me business class, I didn't pay. They gave me free business class. I said, wow, I'm so excited. Then I said, I did not pay. How you give me business class? And they said, oh, because you travel, you know, frequent traveler. So right now we want to upgrade. Your business, your economy is upgraded. Brother, say amen. This
amen.
Brother. This brother. The coat. This is a season of upgrading for you.
Amen.
God is going to upgrade you, brother. God needs you. Very important time in your life. You know, sit it. I can sit, no problem. Sit, no problem. I tell you, brother, you are very important for God's kingdom. Because you have a two-season journey. The first journey is for people. This journey for God and God's people. I tell you, all along your life, God will use you mightily. But you have to walk with God. All belong to God. It's a time of shaking. Don't give up. Don't give up. God has been upgrade you. This is a teaser. When you're strong, you have a very good people, very good position. That's not the right time for God. This is the time for God. I tell you, second journey. God is going to upgrade your position.
Amen.
There is a situation that you lost it. But you are supposed to hold on. Why it didn't come to you? Because God has His own time. He waited. Now is the time I tell you. I tell you in 2024, end of the 2024, you are going to have a favor from the Lord. Amen. You will see the breakthrough. The time is coming. This year is the beginning of breakthrough, and you will receive a message in 2024. You will be surprised. Many said, I struggled a lot. I met many people. Even I went to the court. I went to many top people. Nothing happened. But today, something happened very easily, freely, without anyone's influence. How? The spirit of prayer in your family. I tell you, in your family, I see the spirit of prayer. 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 You invested on God's kingdom. Not your money. But somebody paid the price by the tears. 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 It's a prayer. This will continue, I tell you. It will go. It's a time. You have to look upon God. Don't look upon your situation. You are a very faithful person. Man of justice. That's why you got into problem. Man of justice. You cannot accept the people who does bribery or the corruption or the evil things. You cannot. That's why you lost your position. You are supposed to have the upgrading 2 years back. But I tell you, God wants to stand for you, speak for you. Keep going. Don't change. Keep going. God will speak for you. This is an important time of upgrading. God is with you. And see God's spirit of prayer coming into your house. Your house will be called a house of prayer. Declare. Your house will be a house of prayer. It's a fighting time. You need not fight. Your fighting is over. The battle belongs to God. He will fight for you. We will win the case. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Say amen.
Amen.
When I pray for somebody, that's also for you. Wait, it's God speaking to you. Yes, there are some good people like him. They never received the answer. They received such a reward. But your calling is to only sow the seed, not to see the reward. But today I'm asking you one thing. Will you release the reward and honor to somebody? Not you. Somebody is waiting. Who is that person? It's your son. It's your daughter.
Yeah.
It's your grandchild. Even maybe an orphan. Somebody else. Waiting, release. Release. God will bless you. Every time you release, you receive it. You will receive it. It's the time I'm asking you to release just one thing. Your tears, your prayer, your kneeling down. That's all. It has a power. Because when I share, I'm not talking from my head or my knowledge, my book. No. You all know me. I always have an experience walking with God. I always have an encounter with God. I always know who my God is. I'm very strong to speak to you. This is a time, the time has come for prayer. Encounter with God. Walking with God. It's not the time to preach. This is not the time to teach. This is the time to walk with this generation. If you teach, if you speak, if you're going to tell them, they are not going to listen. The next generation. But I tell you, walk with them. Walk. The time has come to walk with this generation. God is calling you. Release. Release. God needs fathers and mothers walking. He said, that's why Paul says, there are thousands of teachers. Where are the fathers? There are thousands of mothers. Where are the mothers? There are thousands of prophets and preachers. Where are the mothers? It's an important call God gave to me from the beginning. Go to the streets. I am a father. Go to the streets. Pick up my children. Pick up my orphans. I am a father. I want you to be a father. The biggest and the best ministry in my life, to be a father. I'm so happy to be today. Thousands of orphans call me dad, dad, dad. What a joy, what a blessing, what a credit, honor. And even our children today, what they need is the love. It's not our money. It's not our putting in the best university. It's our the love of God. Love to them. I'm today asking you to release something to this generation is prayer. The time has come. Pray. You take so many things, so many steps. Very hard, I tell you. But I tell you, pray. God's going. Pray is a seed. Prayer is a seed. You may not be able to see it, but a day will come. They will come back. They surely will come back. Your children. There's one of the words the Lord gave me. You see, in 2 Corinthians, he said, I'll be a father to you. You will be my sons and daughters. But the Lord gave me one word verse to me. He said, your sons and daughters will become fathers and mothers. Wow. Are you happy today?
Yes.
Do you receive it today?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you receive it today?
Yes.
That yellow t-shirt sister? Yeah. Do you receive it today? This is a word for you. Your sons and daughters, they will become fathers and mothers. That means they will be more than Jew. When you release, then you see what you prayed is a seed. A day will come. A day somebody will come and tell you, is it your son? Is it your daughter? Wow, amazing. They are exactly like you. What did you do? How did you train? Well, how this family came now? You say, I never did. I don't know how to teach. I don't know how to, Bible class. I don't know anything. Even Bible, I don't know. I'm not a Bible teacher. But I cried before God. It's you. And especially I tell you, there are many mothers here, and it's you. I tell you 100 days, every day kneel down 1 minute for your children. Something's going to happen. It's a seed. Don't give up. God has a plan on your family. This family has a destiny. The destiny means inheritance. It's not one person. Inheritance means next, next, next. That's what we see in Job chapter 42, the end of the chapter. He says, Job lost everything. There are three kinds of losses. Number one, he lost the finance. Number two, he lost the health. Number three, he lost the family. Three very important major losses. But I tell you, I want to share with you everyone, if you have a financial problem, if you have a family problem, I want to tell you, this year is going to be a year of breakthrough. You know, maybe outside for the America, our economy around the world will be so worse. But I tell you, the people who walk with God, God is going to give a beautiful new houses, right? Right? Bigger houses. Even I tell some people, they see in California, very expensive. So it's a time to go and buy in Dallas, right? Texas, right? Austin, right? I see God is doing so many things today. But I tell you today, it's not your job, it's not your house. God will make it. You will see. All the three attacks I see, God is going to bring a breakthrough in your life. Breakthrough in your life. But you know what says? When Job lost everything, these three losses, he started praying for his friends. That is the key. When you start releasing, when you have a problem, then you have an encounter with God and release. Upgrade is encounter. Your prayer anointing will be upgraded. This is a season you will see your prayer, your presence of God will be so mighty. So you can see that the glory of the Lord will come down into your prayer room. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's why I see your worship today. Very good. That means it's not you learned something from the music. No. You did not learn all these songs. No lyrics you don't know. But God put in your heart to sing for the Lord in His presence. That's why I could see the empowering time. The church maybe may not be 1,000 people. But even 100 people will be empowered. Yeah. Empowering out time. I see the power in your prayer. So when Job started praying, you see, then number two, that when you start praying, connecting to God, so powerful, you become powerful. And the second thing, if you're walking with God, you're so strong, you have to release it. Don't keep it. So that's why you start praying for people. So in our ministry, in my calling, always pray for other people. Pray for people, pray for people, pray for the nations, pray for the families, pray for the churches, pray for the leaders, pray for other people. We pray only for ourselves. In my life, I don't pray for any of my needs. Never, 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 never. Always pray for other people. Start praying. Number one, spend the time alone with God. Number two, start praying for other people. I tell you, it's a time of breakthrough. Amen. You will see the breakthrough. That brother sitting there is blue shirt. Yes. His brother, I tell you, it is a time of breakthrough, brother. You are going to see the breakthrough. Because God positioned you. It's a position. You are like a Joseph. Position. Joseph. Position in two places. Now one in Judea. Second is Egypt. You have anointing in Egypt. It's not only in your place. The second country. God is going to give you two countries in your life. And two countries will be blessed because of you. And two generations will be blessed because of you. Because the Bible says, when he was thrown away, rejected, nobody understood who he is, what the talent he has, that's your problem. I tell you, brother, you have one of the top, very skillful knowledge, very creative. You don't know. People don't know you. But I tell you, this coming year is going to be a breakthrough. You have such a knowledge. You are more than a scientist. When you start, you will see, when you touch the computer, you will see the flow. Even Elon Musk will try to grab you. You know Elon Musk, right? You have such a man, you don't know. But I tell you, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. You have such a power of the Holy Spirit. You can reach over the sky. But I tell you, something blocked. Because it's the destiny makers, dreamers, is to happen. So Joseph, he was not discouraged. He knows who he is. He said, I will go forward. If you stop me, I have another place to go. Then I will come back to you. Receive this word, brother. Receive this word. If you stop me, I will go forward, other side. Then I come back. Receive this word. You will understand this word after 3 years. These 3 years, this is going to happen for you. Don't stop. Keep going. You have a calling of Joseph. When you touch that place will become prosperous. It's your leg, your hand, your anointing. You go touch. Other people go, it's a problem. That's not you. You have to go. Don't be afraid. When the company is lost, they are bankrupt, everything, go, take a position. You have the power and anointing.
Wow.
God wants to raise up one person, is you. Not only your generation. You will see many generations father. The Bible says the best blessing Joseph released is not prosperous. It's not making the country rich. It's not saving for the future. The best blessing, Pharaoh became a father to Pharaoh. And Joseph became a father to Pharaoh.
Amen.
That is you.
Wow.
The father of the generation, you will be connected. You will trust that. But they don't speak out outside. But inside, they have problem. But you are the one can easily tap out. You have such a gift of the Holy Spirit. I don't know what when I'm praying, you feel right. Pastor, is praying too much. I tell you, I'm just speaking in the presence of God. You don't know who you are. You don't know your power and anointing. You have power. You came here. It's a God's plan. This is a God's plan. You were not supposed to come. You have to travel somewhere. But your car turned and came here. I tell you, brother, you have such a power. And I'm telling in front of everyone, this is the second generation. God is releasing them. This generation doesn't know who they are. They always speak of something negative. But I tell you, you are called a new generation of Joseph generation. This is a marketplace ministry God is giving to you. It's not just having a factories and big offices. It's not only Silicon Valley. I tell you, the time is coming in another 5 years. Something is going to happen in America, in China. You will see what you are going to start. That is for the preparation for God's kingdom.
Wow.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
You have to prepare yourself as a in the Father's heart. Really connect with the people who are not fathers and mothers. Connect with them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for your family, not only you, your family, your marriage will be a great blessing. Your children, grandchildren will carry on what you have started, I tell
wow.
you. But they have different, with a new destiny, they will have it.
Amen.
You have started something with knowing what it is, but your grandchildren will say, oh, my grandpa was so Superman, so creative, so powerful man. But you don't know who you are. You'll be so surprised. That is the power you have inside. The one who is inside is greater than the one who is outside.
Amen.
God is calling people. I'm so glad God knew some people like this. These people go different places. But now he has come in the right place. Thank God.
Amen.
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 I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. These people go to different places, right? They go to Los Angeles, New York, Shanghai, Beijing, but the best place is presented.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God wants to meet you. God wants to talk to you. You are chosen for God. Your family, your children, your finance, your marketplace ministry, chosen for God. The day, day is coming. You will see what God is going to do with you. Just give your life to Jesus. That's all.
Amen.
Believe. Believe. Trust the Lord. And God will make it. Amen.
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 It's a time to release. Prayer, that means, is a releasing the anointing you receive from God. When Hannah prayed, it's not the tears, but the anointing. The tears of her fathers and mothers is anointed oil for the next generation.
Amen.
So when Hannah prayed, the tears came, but I tell you, it's not a blessing. Of course, Hannah wanted blessing. That means, very good boy. Very handsome boy. And everyone should know, oh, so handsome. But it's not just, yes, God will honor your wish, but it's not that. God has a destiny behind your prayer.
Amen.
Your tear has a destiny. What is the destiny? Destiny is not Samuel. Destiny is David. Samuel anointed David. Wow. That is the power of your prayer. Don't look for some, you got some blessing, get a house, get a job, get a good car, good, medical insurance, everything so good. No way, you'll get it. But I'm not talking about that. Your prayer has much more power than your blessings.
Amen.
Reaching out to the generation to generation. When you leave your legacy, it's not that you did some ministry or a job. No, legacy, next generation taking up what you have, what you prayed. That's what Solomon said. This is not what I wanted, but the desire of my father. What was the desire of the father? You know what he said? I have built everything. I've done so much in my life. But Lord, give me one chance to build a house for you. I did everything. So good. Yes, so blessed. I am so blessed. But the desire is not just building or victory or having all the properties or just going over all the nation. No. My desire is for my God. I want to do something. Receive this today. Lord, in my life, I want to do something for you. But something, you know what he? Something my desire. My children, my son, my next generation should do it, do it.
Amen.
I only can desire, but my children should have it. That is the best prayer, release it. Your desire, that's what Psalm 37 says. I will give you the desire of your heart. What is your desire for your children? You can have a good ideas. They should have become a doctor, engineer, or maybe a CEO, or a chairman, or top person. Good. That's good. Not a problem. But the real desire, the dream, my children should walk with God.
Amen.
My children should love God. Please understand this. I'm not against you putting your children to the Stanford University, Harvard University, UCG. It's fine. No problem. Please go ahead, no problem. But if you want to know the heart of God, that's what God said to Solomon. Solomon, I release a blessing upon you today. Solomon blessing. I tell you, many of you will receive this. Come on, raise up your hand. Many of you will receive the Solomon blessing today. It's a double blessing. Double blessing. You know the thing? One, what you need. Another one, God, what God wants. But God said, you first come with what I was looking for. Now, you did not tell me what you needed, but I know what you want. I know what you needed. I'll give it to you. Come on, raise your hand. Father, I pray for your people. These people need double blessing, God.
Amen.
But you know their needs. They don't know how to tell the people of you. But today I pray, Father, because they always please your heart, I pray for the second need also. They have a big need. But today I pray they will look for you, they will search for you, they will walk with you, they will run to you. And today I pray, Father, they will receive such a power from you, God. And also today I pray, they may not like to pray for this. They're big money, big need, big things. So they don't want to pray because they are small people. But today I pray, you know their need, God. The need is so big, God. They don't know where to go. They don't know how to do it. We know that. But today I pray, Father, you have promised, I'm going to fulfill your desire. I'm going to take up your need. I'm going to do it. Thank you, Father. This is what I have, my prayer. They will always seek you, but my prayer, you will also they meet their needs. Very important needs. Very important needs. Especially in the month of December, it's an important need. What they need, I'm going to pray right now. It's a time of breakthrough. I see that's coming to you. Believe it, but you promise, Lord, I'm not looking at the blessing, but I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, Jesus. That's why I'm happy to receive the blessing from you. Receive it before the end of December. You will receive your need right now. Because you're sick. First, seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these blessings will come back to you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say Amen.
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 That is the prayer of Solomon. You know what he said? I want to have the knowledge. Mm-hmm. Knowledge of the Lord. I want to have the wisdom of the Lord. I want to have the spirit of the Lord. That's all. But you know, he has a lot of needs. But God said, amazing your prayer. Your prayer is amazing. We have two. God wants to bless us in both ways. But the first thing we have to do, we have to always please the heart of God. The Bible says, what Solomon prayed, please the heart of God. Please him. Please him first.
Amen.
You know, I have a son. When he was small, he always comes and always trying to just say, help me and say, Daddy, you look so handsome. I know I am very handsome. I know, my son. Oh, your dress, your shirt looks so good, so matching, Daddy. Okay, I know very well. And what do you want? Daddy, ice cream. Okay. I said, no ice cream. But the doctor said, you cannot take ice cream. He said, okay. Then he will go and he will bring tea. Daddy, you like tea, right? You will take the tea. And when you go, you take the tea. Okay, drink tea, okay? Okay. I said, Daddy, ice cream. I said, no, you cannot take ice cream. You know, it's not good, you know. And okay. Then he will go and he will bring my shoe. He will polish. Daddy, you know, I have polished the shoe. Come on, take the shoe and go. Okay. Then I look at you. Daddy, ice cream. I said, no. Tell mommy. Mommy told you no, not to take ice cream. No more ice cream. You have a problem. Okay. He'll go. And then he'll take, bring my bag and the Bible. Daddy, you need Bible, Daddy. Daddy, ice cream. All the time, ice cream. But first thing, he always tell me, you're so handsome, your dress is so good, you look so, your smile is so good, you know, your dress is so, he's trying to please me, because I know something he is looking for. So when I go, and then I come back, he will come to my driver and say, Daddy, buy ice cream? And he'll say, yes, I took, my daddy took me to the ice cream parlor, we bought the ice cream. So when you open the door, you say, Daddy, ice cream? And I said, okay. Then I said, okay, this time, next time, no ice cream, okay? Next time, the same thing happened. He will come back and say, Daddy. He knows how to get the ice cream. He's not coming with ice cream. He always comes with, Daddy, you're so handsome, you know. Everybody likes you. You know, it's so good. I know I am not so handsome. You are so handsome. Please sing. The Bible says, what Solomon prayed pleased the heart of God. Prayer should please the heart of God. That's why God delays the prayer. He delays sometimes because It's not pleasing the heart of God. It's only your need, not pleasing. You have to please the heart of God. What God wants. What's His will? What is the purpose? Very important in prayer. So when he prayed, he said, I want wisdom. God is so happy. That means wisdom, knowledge is a part of the nature of God. That means he wants a little small God. Solomon wants to be a little God. Like, I want to be like God. I want to be like Jesus, right? That's a prayer. I want to be like Jesus. There is prayer. You cannot be Jesus, but you can be like Jesus, right? You can be like Jesus. That is the best prayer. Make the best prayer. I want to be like Jesus. That means I want to be holy. I want to be humble. I want to be loving. I want to be merciful. That's Jesus, the nature of God. I want to do music. I want to do the camera. I want to do the Bible college. That's the second level you need. But the important thing when you come for the worship, when you really want to have the worship, the thing before that, not your songs, your music practice, that's good. But important thing, Lord, we want to please you. This worship is pleasing you.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
We are here to worship you. That means we want to please your heart, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are not pleasing any man. Even your music, PA system may not be good, but you are pleasing the heart of God because it's coming from God. Heart to heart. That's enough. God will take care of the next thing. Sometimes I have seen that when everything is so perfect, microphone is so good, air conditioning is so good, interior is good, the lighting is so good, worship good, anointing is not good. But sometimes microphone so bad, and a lot of night, no air con, that day you can see the anointing.
Yeah.
Amen. That means we are tuned to the heart of God.
Amen.
This is my experience. Don't stop. Don't give up. When you have no air con, microphone is a big problem. Keep on. That is the best time of anointing. What God needs is not your program. It's your anointing.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
So what Solomon prayed, pleasing the heart of God. Release. When you release, it should please the heart of God. Release not your emotion. When you pray, don't take your emotion, pray. It's good. Nothing, no problem. Hannah also prayed with the tears. So much emotion. When you are making a decision, no emotion. Your prayer should be peaceful. You have tears, no problem. You have burden, it's good. But no emotion, no anger, no unforgiveness. Your prayer, if you want to be powerful, it should be peaceful. Peaceful. When you pray, don't be negative, don't condemn, don't then say, no. It's not a prayer. You have a burden. At the same time, very peaceful. Good. Very good. I always teach my wife, when you pray, you are praying, but you always think, oh, it's not coming, you are not good. No, don't say that. Don't be negative. Don't be angry. No. Just thank God. Keep on thanking. And you see the blessing unforgiveness. You see that. Anger. No way. You, as a human being, you can be emotional, no problem. But I tell you, no more anger, no more unforgiveness.
Yeah.
When you have unforgiveness, even you have bondage, you have a curse, all this strongholds in you, and you start praying, that will be released. But if you have the peace of God, peace of Holy Spirit, and release, and the person next to you receiving the prayer, they will receive the power of the peace. Peace. So when Solomon prayed, that was a peace in his prayer. He didn't ask for things. He asked for one thing. Lord, I want your wisdom, knowledge. Please the heart of God. So it's, and then God said, okay, good. I give you what you ask. I give you wisdom. Second thing in prayer, some people don't release out, keep inside. And God touches the place. is what you need, I will give you. Go and buy this property, start this ministry. Amen. Go and buy that office. I'm going to give that office for the young people. Go and buy one more ministry there. Amen. I know you need, because you are hard for the next generation, but you need a space. I'm going to give to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God knows your need. If you, wicked people, know what to give it to your children, how much more your heavenly Father will give? He will give even the Holy Spirit to himself. What do you want? Amen.
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 It's the time to release. So I'm encouraging you. Just coming these days, I'm coming. Last time I came, this time I'm coming. It's a very important prayer. Prayer. And the prayer for the next generation. This is, I'm asking you. This coming years is going to be very difficult years. But actually some of the people pray, their children will be anointed. They will be saved. They will be protected. I'm telling you very, very strongly. If you start praying, I tell you, your children will be very different. Otherwise, we are... There are two attacks I'm asking you to pray. The coming next year. Next year, pray for two things. Because, you know, 7 years back, God gave me the word. The 7 years will be a year of shaking, shocking. In 2018, God gave me this shaking and shocking. It will happen in the world, in the churches, even in the families, in the finance. It has happened. Next year is the final year. I'm just waiting for the breakthrough. God is giving me this year two attacks. One, children, next generation. Next generation. You have to pray for your children now. Very important next year.
Okay.
Second thing is the leaders. Mainly church leaders. We have to pray for them. Protect them. Two, God gave me last year two things going to happen. One, mainly children, the young people, they'll be attacked. But the people, children, who have the prayer cover, they will be protected. They will emerge as remnants. They call, Lord gave me a word, remnants will come up. Who are the remnants? The parents who pray for their children. They protect them in God's presence with the word of God. You see that. Those children will come back. So I'm encouraging you to pray for your children first. So this 100 days I'm starting. Now we are, this is the 90th day today for the children. All over the world children are praying for the revival. Nations. But I'm asking people to take a 100 days prayer. Number one, like I told you, pray for your children every day. Very, very important, I'm telling you. And you just believe me, I tell you, your children, if you pray for your children, something is going to happen in your family. Your children will come back. They will bless your family. They will take over your family. You need not worry. You can transfer to them. You can release them. You can trust them. You can trust them. You can give it to them. That's going to be a breakthrough. Because I know what's happened right now. You cannot trust your children. They are like immature and also affected by this worldly spirit. But I tell you, 100 days is called breakthrough prayer. Break the bondage. Every son, every daughter, you have to break it. You have to break. And especially America, break it. Not just intercessory prayer. It's a spiritual warfare prayer. Breakthrough prayer. You have to break every bondage. Even though your children are very good, but when they go to the school and the university outside, finished. It's a warfare going on in America.
Amen.
You have to break it. So it's not just praying one day and then asking pastors and teachers to pray. No, you have to pray with the power of fasting and praying for your children.
Amen.
Will you do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Will you do that?
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Because God needs your children. God needs the next generation. You see the churches, I went to Austin, and it was they gathered very important leaders. They were to have a revival in Austin. And they picked up only a few leaders, like maybe 180 leaders together. So I was there. It was so, they came, some leaders come from big ministries, even Canada and other nations. I was just watching. Not even one young man in that leadership.
What?
All above 40 to 50, few. But 50 to 60, 70, all the leaders. And I told the leader of the whole organization, I tell you, if you want to have a breakthrough in Austin, they wanted of the whole Dallas, one thing. Pray for the young generation. Focus on the young people. Bring them here. You are all the first generation. God is the second generation. Bring your children. Bring the young people. That is the focus. So we should have a focus on prayer. When you pray, don't just pray randomly. Focus. You see in Joshua chapter 6, God said, Joshua, go around the wall of Jericho. You want to break it? Don't sit at home and pray. Go to Jericho, look at the wall and pray, walk, break it. So look at your children, pray. You should have spiritual eyes, even your children are lost, are gone away, spiritual eyes to go and see and pray over them. Tomorrow I'll be praying for, you know, tomorrow's session is a practical praying session. Spiritual parents tomorrow meeting is like a, I want to have, no, I already told Pastor Allen, you know, I'm having in every city one spiritual center, parent center. So I really want you to have it one. So I want you to come bring it, you come first. May not be, you need not bring children, no problem. If time comes, maybe next time I can see the children also coming. Tomorrow I'm going to anoint you. How to pray for your children. I will teach you. I will empower you tomorrow. So I ask, if anyone has a burden for your children, come tomorrow. Tomorrow is the praying time. We are going to pray for your children. You have to, even if people have a picture of your children, grandchildren, please bring it tomorrow. So tomorrow I don't want to have a chair. Okay? I want to have the whole place empty. And I want everyone to come and pray. So I want everyone tomorrow, just bring the pictures. And then we start. Tomorrow I'm going to teach and equip and also teach them to pray. How to pray for our children. So all the spiritual parents, if you come, please come with the pictures, because you need not bring the children. If you bring the children, maybe you can keep them there. I can pray. We can pray again. But I just want to teach you how to pray for your children. We need a breakthrough. We need a breakthrough. So tomorrow we are going to have the power of the Holy Spirit. We have to cry out to God for our children.
Amen.
So the time is to need a breakthrough. Prayer should have a breakthrough. You look at Daniel when he started praying, and the prayer went up, but it was stuck up. I know somebody, you always have this word stuck up, but today at least you is a breakthrough. If you feel stuck up, the time has come for a breakthrough.
Amen.
But you see the Daniel, when he started praying, it was stuck up on the air. But he started 21 days fasting and praying, and continuous prayer every day, morning, noon, and night, three times a day he started praying, and that was the beginning of a breakthrough.
Amen.
Even the strongholds, the bondage, the witchcraft, are different evil spirit, within that fasting and praying, you can see the breakthrough. I'm encouraging you, 21 days or 100 days, start praying and start fasting, not everyday fasting. Can be over, I will teach you tomorrow. Start praying, fasting. It's a warfare prayer. You should go with the power, with the weapon of fasting and praying. Not just simply sitting and saying, God is good, yes, yeah, so nice. No, you cannot see, it's a fire. It's a fire on your tongue, fire on your feet. You should jump, because there's a time we have to grab and restore our children, our young generation. So we should have burden with a burden. Burden is a fire. Prayer is a fire. So we have to pray. Number one, it's a time to release our prayer to the children, our children, young generation. Every day we have to pray. Number two, I say, God gave me a calling, revival coming through the fatherless generation. Who never received the father's love, who never received the family love, that is a generation. God is waiting, release his love to them, heal them, restore them, and take them back. and use them for the revival. I strongly believe if you have a heart for this kind of generation on the street, maybe you see homeless and their broken families, single, you know, my calling for spiritual parents is more like a single parent, divorced, separated, and even some parents, they have a marriage but still like a divorced families, and the children, they feel like a fatherless in the family. This is a generation. Yeah. God is calling you to be a father, to be a mother. That's number one, to pray for your children. And also, you pray for the other children who have got a problem in the families. They never received the love. That's why God called me to go to the nation. Pick up the orphanages. Pick up the fatherless generation. And not just giving them food alone. Not giving an education shelter. But give them God. Give the power of prayer. I tell you, amazing, amazing, amazing. You know what I do? If you need a prayer, for example, Tiffany. You know, there is a group, nearly 1,000 children pray for Tiffany every day. Every day, there is one team in different sector I put them. Even though I forget, they will never forget. The kids pray for Tiffany auntie, Tiffany auntie, Tiffany auntie. I said, Jesse, they all know. They don't know the people who they are. They are never met, but they pray with a burden. I know God will restore Isaac, Jesse. It will happen. I know definitely. These two young kids have a very good marriage. I know that. These two kids have a very good children. Tiffany have a very beautiful, handsome grandchildren. I know that. This family will be a generation blessing. I know that. No, that is the prayers of this generation. The generation who never seen the love, they missed out. Now when they see, they cry out, Lord, what happened to us should not happen to Isaac, should not happen to Jesse. They cry out. My father thrown away, my mother rejected, I was thrown. I never had this. But now today we pray for someone in America, God. These children should not have. That is the prayer. Why God chooses these people? Why you have that kind of problem? Because your anointing should be upgraded. Mm. When you have a problem, it's upgraded. You know how to pray. You know, when you have somebody has a marriage problem, a separation problem, divorce problem, more than a pastor, you can pray with your word. Because you've gone through this cry, you've gone through this rejection, pain in your heart, you know that. But we can only pray with our maybe little heart, with their brain. But you know it's coming from inside. Prayer is coming from inside, not coming from your knowledge. That's what I'm choosing God's for. I won't say I took it. God spoke to me. Revival coming through the fatherless generation. That's why many times I see in America a lot of children from divorced families separated. Mm. I see a lot of children. But I always feel, wow, this generation is chosen by God. They have lost their father's love. They have lost their families. But now, my God is the Father. And we are the family for this generation. You see this? You are the father. You are the mother. God is going to release you. You will never be the same. This happened to me all the time. When I went, one day I saw in the newspaper, 600 kids were kidnapped. My heart was so broken. God sent me. Send me. Receive this message. Send me. I'm not just praying or empathizing with your compassion. Lord, send me. I want to go. Receive somebody. Receive this sister. Receive this message. You, the sister. You. Receive this message. God is speaking. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yes. God says, Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord. My time has come. I'm ready. Send me, Lord. Wherever. I'm not looking for a position. I'm not looking for a name. Now I'm ready to go anything, anywhere, no problem. Because I'm receiving a mother's love. I want to release it, God. And God is waiting for a young generation. And they were hurt. They are even from the churches. They are hurt and went away. God is speaking to you. You will connect and you rebuild the relationship, bring them back to God and church. God is giving such a ministry. I see you will be part of the family ministry. Family ministry. You will be connected with many, many families. They are broken and the mothers are single. They don't know how to handle the children. God is giving you her burden. You will be very good intercessor and mother. Receive this. A new connection ministry coming to you. Because your heart is so burdened these days. But you want to pray, but you don't know what to pray. God is giving a burden to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Many families, they will come back to God. And especially the young children in the family, God is giving to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is a ministry God is giving. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Very good ministry. You have gone through the pain. Now is the time to release it. Become, it's not a pain. It's become anointing. Because when it's become your pain, coming to it becoming a calling, it becomes an anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your pain becoming a calling, anointing. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't connect with God, your pain, that means that will really affect your health, affect your mind, your spirit. But if you release the pain to God, and that will become anointing, then when you release it, it's no more pain. It's not emotion, it's anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It will not affect you anymore. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your problem, what you're suffering, going through, it will not affect you anymore.
Amen.
It will be anointing. You know why you're worship all the time anointing? Because your pain now has gone to the Holy Throne. And this Holy Throne, the anointing, this pain, when you now, because it has gone to the encounter with God, now it's coming through your worship, it become anointing. I tell you, whenever you worship, many mothers will be healed. Many young people, they will be shaken. They will come back to God and family. This is your calling. Because you have such a burden, you have such a pain in you. But I tell you, this pain is not from you, it's from generation. But you will not release this one to next generation. What you received in the past is a pain, hurt from your past generation. But now the next generation will be totally healed. Not a painful, not a rejection. It will be anointing, empowering God is giving to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is healing you some of the areas. You are so hurt, rejected. And God is healing you completely. And you are a prayer warrior, but some areas, still your prayer is not answered. But I tell you, you are going to see the power of Daniel. You will see the breakthrough. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your worship, your song is not lyrics or music. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. It will touch some people, not everyone, few people. Every time I tell you, every time you worship, at least one person, two person will be totally healed. God is giving you a healing anointing. But God will answer your prayer of what you need. You have a need, and God will touch that place. Completely heal you, restore you back. Not only you, your whole family will be restored back. And the days are coming, you and your husband will be walking with God, and you'll be a full-time minister for God. You'll be a full-time minister for God. Say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Release. Really, it's a time to pray. Seek the Lord. Prayer. This 100 days, I'm asking you to pray for each and every day. Maybe every day 1 minute. But all the orphanages, the house of prayer, they pray every day 1 hour. And I'm asking that if you have once a week here, the spiritual parents gather. Sometimes may not be able because America is different. Online you can pray, no problem. Right? Zoom you can pray. Once a week you pray for children. That's what I'm calling you. Your church will become a spiritual parents prayer center. Become once a week pray for children and pray for children from streets or orphanage or any divorced family. Start praying for them. We have to pray. And then also, it's a time to heart for the nations. It's a time. Release this, you know, I started this movement so that your children will be connected with the nations. And you will be connected with all the nations. I have right now 22 orphanages. You'll be connected with them. So you know what's the pain in Cambodia, Uganda. You will see that in Brazil, in Sri Lanka. You can see all the kids from this place, how they pray. You see the fire of prayer. They have 24 hours prayer. This is my heart. This is what God is speaking to me. There will be a 24 hours prayer through children in America. It's not only pastors, intercessors, worshippers, and healers. The children are going to have a 24 hours prayer. So I'm starting every month 24 hours prayer, one day. I encourage you, pray for your children to join, to become. I'm just praying for you. When you pray, it's not only praying over in the church. I tell you, the anointing is going to for a 24 hours prayer, 24 hours worship. I pray over you that you will be a part of a 24 hours worship. And when you pray, the children, they will be worshippers. I tell you, and then the children, they will have a heart for the nations. And you will have the missionary heart. And God is going to give to you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Your ministry is not just for a church. It's for the generation and for the nations. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 It's a time to go to the next level. So the hearts of the fathers will be turned to children. The hearts of the children will be turned to the fathers. Two pillars we have right now. And then finally, both merge, come together. That's a revival in the kingdom. We need fathers and mothers. We need the children, next generation, young people, both. It's not really why the delay, why the revival is delayed. Because we are only fathers and mothers, pastors, and the intercessors praying. But God is waiting for the next generation. What more is the next generation, your children? One more generation God needs. That's called Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. We need both the generation. It's not only fathers and mothers. We need the younger generation. Receive the heart for the young generation. The churches should have the heart for the young generation. That's why, yeah, what I saw in the Austin, see, so many people, leaders, famous people, preachers, worshippers, singers, all join. But where are the young people? Where is your son and daughter? Every time you come to the church, at the front, you have to tell God, God, maybe next time, or this year, I want my son and daughter come with me here. Yeah. Or maybe go to any church is fine. But today I'm coming alone. I need my son.
Yeah.
I need my daughter. Don't just release. But to become a spiritual father and mother, for your own children, you should become spiritual father, spiritual mother. The reason is, if you are a biological mother or father, then you take so much sacrifice, pay for them, do so much, and they go away from God, you are so angry, frustrated, disappointed. I spent a lot of money. I sold everything and gave it to my children. I put in the best university. I built everything so good. But today, they are against me. They don't God. They don't love God. They don't want to come to church. That time you are so angry. I see many parents, they are angry. They are shouting and hurting the children. Don't come. If you don't come to church, don't come. If you don't read Bible, don't come here. I see many parents. I know your heart, but I tell you, be a spiritual father. Be a spiritual mother. Now he said, Lord, I tried my best. Now, it's your son. This is your son. This is your daughter. I'm only a guardian. I'm only a mentor. That's all. It's your son. Your daughter. But still, I will walk with them. I'm not going to teach them. I will walk with them. When you release this prayer, you will not be hurt. Your prayer will be more peaceful. Release your son and daughter to God. And you upgrade your position from parents to become a spiritual parent. Upgrade. is upgrading. When you become a spiritual parent to your children, upgrading your prayer status. Praise God. Today, I just pray that you will not hurt your children. You will not be angry when they go away. Even when they go with the wrong friendship, receive today a burden to pray for them. Not to hurt or reject them. Love them. Love them. Even when they are far away. When the son went away, Luke chapter 15, when the son went away, the father still was waiting. He's not cutting, he's not breaking the relationship. Your son, your daughter may break the relationship with you, but not you. Not you. Because you are a spiritual father. You are a spiritual mother. You have to still connect with them. Then only they can come back. Don't disconnect from your children in prayer. They may not take your telephone. They may not see your email. They may not see your, so you're not good for social media, right? So they are not able to, you know, access. But you have one access, is a prayer. Prayer, pray for them every day. One day, mother, a sister in Cupertino, I know her for a long time. She was praying for her son, only son. But finally, and then she put her in the Stanford University, and she lost the son. She was so angry. And he went with a lot of things. Finally, he could not even complete his studies. Drug, all the things happened. And he does, but when he was small, I know he was so, he loved the Lord, run for the Lord. But your mom always told me, please pray for my son. So I always pray for him because he loves Indian curry. I take him to Indian restaurant. So that's the best way I know to touch him. He always comes. And he was in the dining table. I just put my hand around him. He said, you know, from the womb of your mother, you are dedicated for God. I know you are not coming to church, no problem. But Jesus loves you. He just put the hand around him. He went back, called me, and of course, went back, and everyone in the church loved him, loved his family, but everybody knows he's in drugs. Even if you look at the hair, so long, beard, all the time, video game inside the room, locked. Yeah. And pastor said, you're the only one can talk to him. I said, okay. Mom said, he cannot, he will not come out from the room, locked, with the video games all the time. So when he came, the first thing he was there. When he came first, I could not recognize him because long hair, beard, totally different boy. And then I call the pastor. Pastor, I don't see him here in the restaurant. He said, no, he's waiting for you. Please see that. Then I said, oh, he said long hair and the beard. Okay, now I saw a young man. Okay. Then I went. I said, oh, then he saw me. Started. The Indian biryani, he likes biryani very much. So I ordered biryani and then he was so happy. And then I put the hand around him. That's all. I told him, you know, Jesus loves you. You're very special. Sunday, worship going on. And all were waiting. Prayed for him a long time, and I just came in the stage. This young man started coming, and he came to the church. The reason is this voice, mother and the father, pastors. When he was coming, whole church started clapping. Because they were praying and praying, waiting and waiting, and finally he has come. When he came and sat in front. Then I asked him to come, I want to pray for you. You know what he did? Totally changed. He started crying and crying. He gave his life to Jesus again. Then something happened. He said, you know, when he went into video game drugs, everybody began to talk about him. His mom and dad said, "You are shame. Can you cut your hair and come to church?" He said, "No. I don't want to cut my hair." He was so angry. But I tell you, you know what I did? He just came. He just sat next to me and put my hand around him. And then I touched his hair and I said, "Your hair looks like a Jesus hair. Your hair looks like a Jesus hair, long hair. So good." Then I touched his beard and said, "Wow, this looks like a Jesus beard." Then I said, "Wow, your face looks like a Jesus face." That's all. That touched his heart. He said, "I look like Jesus." But the people said, "You are a drug addict. You have long hair. Shame. Shame for my family." But I said, "No. You have a Jesus hair. You have a Jesus face." I tell you, wow. He came and humped in front of the whole church. And he said, "My mom, my dad told me, I'm ashamed, but you said I look like Jesus. That changed me. Whole night I was crying and crying before God. Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. One word you said, I'm shaved." The sun started coming back. In Luke chapter 15, the father ran to him. He's not looking at his shabby face, shabby outlook, or long hair, or the smell. He ran and hugged him. "You are a spiritual father. You are a spiritual mother. You have to change your status. Upgrade, upgrade. This is the generation. They are waiting for you. Not to condemn them. Not to reject them." So one word, "You look like Jesus." Amazing, amazing, amazing. One generation changed. He said, "I cried the whole night. I'm sorry for my mistake, my sins." Can you believe it? It is the love. It is the love of the father. It is the love of the mother. It's not the Indian food. But I put the hand around him and said, "You look like Jesus. Your food cannot change him. But you are embracing, accepting, the word will change him completely."
Amen.
Can you do that? Can you do for your children? Can you do for the young people?
Yes.
Can you do for the young next generation? We are not here to condemn them. Not even to teach them, but to love them, forgive them, accept them. To call our spiritual parent. You know, God is calling you for this ministry. Young people, homeless, God is calling you. Young people, drug addicts, God is calling you. Young girls, gone astray, gone into sex parlor and being prostitute, God is calling you. You will be connected with this revelation. I tell you, your prayer room, I see a special anointing upon you. In your prayer room, I see a tears. I tell you, your tears is going to heal them, restore them completely. I tell you, when you start praying, you'll be crying. It's not your emotion. It is the burden for the next generation. You are a spiritual mom. That's why God called you to be a worshiper. You are a worshiper. You are not worshiping on the mountains, but you are worshiping on the hiding places. God is calling you. You see, you receive the burden for the young people. Not only you, many fathers and mothers, I tell you these days, mainly mothers, I tell you, you have to connect, come together and pray for this. All the time pray, release the word of positive faith on them, positive love upon them. God is going to forgive and heal them completely. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Are you receiving the anointing? Are you receiving the burden? Are you receiving the calling today? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because this generation we have lost. Because we are very comfortable here. Even the children go, we don't worry, it's okay, we little kind of problem, we feel pain and go. No. You are a father, you are a mother, you cannot leave them.
Amen.
You have to run with them. God will ask you one day, I call you to me, you are baptized, you are saved, you come to me, and then you are intercessor, you are worshiper. Where are your children? Where is the generation? God will ask you. We cannot be comforted in our prayer. We have to be disturbed. Whenever we receive the calling, we should disturb. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive this calling today. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
I know every one of you here, I'm giving the calling, I told you, very different. I know all these days, more prophecy, blessing, and that's fine. We need it. But I told you, the time has come. It's not for prophecy or blessing. It's the time for the next generation.
Amen.
You have to cry out to God. America has lost completely now.
Yeah.
We need fathers and mothers to cry out for the next generation. God is calling you. That sister that is sitting at the last. Your family has a calling for the young generation. You have a calling for the young generation. And I think the last one. I tell you, you have a calling for the young generation, your family. God is going to use you, your family. You will see. You will have a burden these days. Watchman anointing. I just pray for you. Your prayer will be so different for the multicultural generation. It's not only one culture, multicultural generation. God is releasing to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the young people coming to you and you are just embracing them. I see not only covering, you are healing and restoring. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for the ministry God is giving to this. The house, Father. I see the people. They are broken, hurt, and rejected coming. I pray for the healing, anointing, restoration. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive the new status as a spiritual mom. Thank you. Not only your children. Children will connect with their children. Young people will connect with the young people. I pray for the family calling. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
So very important calling today I'm just giving to you. Join the 100 days prayer. Start praying. That's either you can take every day morning 1 minute, noon 1 minute, night 1 minute. Or some people, the group, they can take up 1 hour every day or once a week. Start praying. But all these days, let's focus on prayer. Focus on prayer. Even here, the church should take it again. I know last time you had 100 days prayer. I know you had also 40 days prayer. So church is now having. The more you have the always fasting and praying, you see the people more anointed. And more people coming from China, Taiwan, Malaysia, they all start coming here, right? Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. And also as the word of God, the message God gave to me, your sons and daughters will become fathers and mothers. So God is going to release leaders from your family. There are no more babies. When Joseph was in Egypt, in Judea, he was a small boy. But he
Amen.
Went to Egypt, he became a leader.
Amen.
So I see so many people, your sons and daughters, they are going to become leaders.
Amen.
And also what you want to have in your children will reach the nations and to the different places. You will release them to go. So that is called the calling to be fathers and mothers.
Amen.
So I just pray that you will have heart for these orphans or the street and fatherless generation. But number one, I tell you, even the orphans is in our family. They need love. They need God. Even in our schools, high schools, campus, universities, they need God.
Yes.
But I know one thing is, there is going to be a fire in the high school, in the universities very soon. That's the place you will see. So I'm just asking you, if you have a calling for the youth ministry and the school ministry, start the ministry. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, today I just pray for your people to receive the calling for the next generation, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray, God, everyone who is here, Father, who feel they have lost the generation, their own children, but today I pray that something is going to happen through this prayer. They will come back, restore back the relationship, and re-empower the anointing one more time. Thank you. I just pray over you that everyone out here receive a new burden for the next generation. Thank you, Father. It's not just blessing, but the revival coming. Thank you. I just pray in every family become family altar, Father. Every family become a house of prayer, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I pray in this place, whoever come here, especially intercessors, worshippers, and also parents, they receive the anointing to be a father and mother for the next generation. Fill this place with your power and glory, God. Thank you. And also gift of healing and restoration in this place, Father.
Amen.
Thank you. And release the people from this place to the communities and to the nations, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So I know if you have the form, you can fill up the 100 days. Also, if you want to be part of the orphanage, you can fill up the orphanage if you want to support and be connected with the orphanages in future. But you'll be, later we'll talk to you. You will, we will send every week one orphanage to pray for them. So you will know, you will have a burden for Cambodia, maybe Brazil, Haiti, Mexico, that you will receive the burden. But we will keep on sending. Amen?
Amen.